Аудиозапись номер 12 к заданию 3. Listen to the interview and complete the sentences in your workbook appropriately. Today I've invited to the studio Mr. Johnson, an expert in new technologies. Good morning, Mr. Johnson, and welcome to our weekly program.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Nowadays we hear a lot about smart homes and smart cities. Are they a breakthrough in technology?
I think they are. But before we speak about them, I'd like to make one thing clear. Everything we do needs to begin with people. Smart cities are coming, and they start with individuals.
When you say they are coming, do you mean that such technologies already exist and are actually functioning?
Yes, this is what I mean. And the important thing is that they are used to help people who need help more than others. Let me give an example. Have you heard about Alzheimer's disease?
Well, I know that Alzheimer's is a serious illness affecting people's brains. The disease makes it difficult for people to remember things and becomes worse as time passes.
You're right. Patients with Alzheimer's often forget to take their medicines. Some of them walk away from home and get lost in the streets of big cities. Aging people who live alone have accidents at home. For example, they may fall down and there is no one to help them.
Can new technologies help them?
Yes, they can. And they're already doing it. In Britain, they're using the device called MindMe. It can be worn around the neck. The device allows family and carers to find the patient with the help of the GPS system.
Are there any other examples? What about Alzheimer's patients?
One of the health technology companies has developed a special system. In the center, there is a device with a screen fixed on a wall. Skype allows relatives and carers to check in with patients. The system also reminds patients about their daily tasks, such as when they need to take medicines. Quite a lot of people are already using the system.
Does it mean that such patients can live independently in their own home?
It certainly does. That's what I mean when I said that improving city life with the help of new technologies should begin with people. People come first.